wearing them. I take them off sometimes because I like the sounds of the subway going along the track. There's almost something relaxing about it. Probably the reason I've been doing this for more than 10 years.
What our conductor doesn't know is that a study recorded the noise levels in New York City's subway systems and found that the average maximum noise levels inside the subway cars were 95 decibels. On the platform, noise levels were higher at 100 decibels. The same study found that more than 30 minutes a day in the New York City subways has the potential to cause hearing loss. To put this into perspective, 100 decibels is equivalent to a jet takeoff. Now imagine listening to a jet takeoff over and over again. Experts say that hearing loss typically occurs gradually with extended exposure to loud noise. Over time, people exposed to loud noises can have trouble understanding what people are saying, and things will begin to sound muffled. It can also cause a condition called tinnitus, which is a constant ringing, roaring, buzzing, etc. in the ears. Around 37 million Americans are affected with this condition. However, hearing a ringing or buzzing may not necessarily mean you have permanent damage. Sometimes your hearing may recover, but over time, constant exposure to loud noises will eventually cause permanent damage. And while sudden hearing loss is not as common, it can result from one-time exposure at above 120 decibels. The louder the sound, the shorter the permissible exposure time. Let's see if commuters notice the noise levels in the subway.
I guess it's a little noisy in here, but I think it's just as loud on the streets. Sometimes I think the streets are louder.
I'm not really focused on the noise because all I need to focus on is getting from one place to another. And it's hard to do that sometimes in the middle of rush hour when there are all these people trying to fit into already packed subway cars.
Yes, it's loud in here. And it gets even louder when there are performers playing music on the platform. I just want to commute in quiet sometimes. But it's a luxury, I know.
The subway is loud. People try to talk above the subway sounds, and when there are hundreds of people, it's a lot of loud noise. I can't stand it sometimes.
So what do you do?
That's when I put on my headphones and turn the volume up.
All of us are sensitive to sudden noise. We react if our neighbor suddenly turns on the radio full blast, or if a dog starts barking loudly in the street. But are we aware of sounds which we are constantly surrounded by? The music in a restaurant, the noise of the subway. Do we even notice these sounds? And do we realize just how harmful they can be? Here we are inside a well-known restaurant. You can actually hear the thumping of the music out in the street and people trying to talk above the noise. Let's talk to a waitress about the effect of the noise on her.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Let's go outside. How long have you worked here?
I've worked at this restaurant for a month now. Recently, I've been getting bad headaches, and sometimes I wake up with my ears buzzing. But I stay on the job because the money is good.
How long is your shift?
8 to 9 hours.
It's no wonder she's been getting headaches. The music level in there was 95 decibels. It's the equivalent of a jackhammer at 50 feet in the ground. One study shows that sustained exposure may result in hearing loss at 90 to 95 decibels. And according to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, the daily permissible noise level for 95 decibels is 4 hours. She's working twice the permitted time, which explains the headaches and buzzing in her ears. So why does the restaurant play such loud music? Studies show that loud and fast-tempo music encourages customers to drink and chew more quickly. Some restaurants are using this to deliberately control their sound systems and set noise levels to increase profits. So yes, there may be a price to pay for the loud music, but the reward is cold hard cash. Now we're inside the New York City subway.
where millions of people pass through to get around the city. We can hear the subway cars on the tracks, doors opening and closing. We can hear commuters talking, people's footsteps on the platform. Let's listen a little closer. What else can we hear?
The Downtown D train will arrive in 2 minutes.
Let's talk to a train conductor who is exposed to these sounds on a daily basis.
We all wear these earmuffs. They look like headphones, but they're not. I find them uncomfortable, and I don't really see the point.